Clare FM Fitness Challenge is well and truly underway. Last week, I was joined in studio by Mike Hogan from Ozone Gym in Ennis to outline the tough work I will be taking on over the next number of weeks in order to shake off some of those extra Christmas pounds. Well, that work began in earnest earlier this week when I headed to Ozone Gym for my first session. So let's hear how I got on. I'm here at Ozone Gym with Mike Hogan.
You're very welcome, Ed. You're a nervous-looking man.
Should I be?
No, you should not. No, we have 16, 17-year-old men and women in here, Ireland. If they can do it, there's no fear.
Yeah. Okay, that's the challenge accepted, so.
Yeah.
So, you got me to sign up to Fit3D, so can you just tell us exactly what that is?
Part of the whole process here, Ellen, coming on board, right, is first of all, you fill in your profile form, give us a background if you have any injuries and things like that, right, so you can kind of adapt the programme to suit if you have anything you picked up. And then also, part of your assessment, we use our 3D body scanner here. So this is basically medical grade equipment that helps us get a full 3D model of the body, see where you're at in terms of your measurements, the shape, but also gives us our lean mass, muscle mass, and our metabolism as well, which gives us a sign of fitness. So I'm going to bring you through that process. We'll take little clips of it as we're going through. The lads have recorded little videos so people can see what you're going through. And then I'm going to go through the results which you did afterwards.
Okay.
So our Fit3D scanner is here behind me. You can see it here, Alan.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get you set up on this, and then I'm going to pull this curtain across so it's all done in a private setting. Okay. So what I do is I'm going to bring it out here, and we'll bring it through how I'm going to get set up.
Perfect.
Okay. So what I'm going to do here is So before you would have got my email before you came in about setting up an account on this, right? So it's a free account. It just gives you access to the scanner material and then results afterwards on the phone. So in preparation for this, Alan, I said that we have to kind of get an accurate picture as possible. So for men, what we look for is kind of tight boxer shorts will be the only thing they're wearing while they're on the scanner. For women, then might be like tight leggings and a sports bra kind of a setup, right? Mm-hmm. So the reason for that is, again, we want the most accurate picture as possible. If we're wearing baggy clothes, it's not going to give us an accurate picture, right? So when we get to this stage, Alan, here, I'm going to step out behind the curtain and I'm going to let you perform the scan, and then I go through the results to you after. So there's nobody in here, bar you going through it in your birthday.
Probably just as well for everybody else.
All right, so... what I'll do is I'll bring it through as far as I can, and then you're going to get down to as far as we can go, and I'm going to step out and you'll just complete the scan. Okay,
Mike, so I've signed in to the account, so
you signed in, sir. You're getting ready to get set up, okay? So at this point, then, what I do is I'll get you to start kicking off the footwear, so the shoes and socks that have to come off as well.
Okay.
So when you're ready, it's going to ask you, it's trying to recognise your weight, okay? So you're going to step up onto the two footprints there, see the silver footprints?
Yeah.
And it's just going to track your weight. So you're just going to step onto it and look straight ahead. Once that's done, then you'll see there's a countdown coming up on the top here, and it's going to give you 15 seconds, and then it's going to just give you a quick little reminder that the scan is about to start. At all of this, you'll be in your boxers, okay? And we'll be outside the curtain far, far away.
So if I need a reminding.
So when you step up onto the scales and you get your weight done, then it's going to give you like a little four-step thing. But basically what we say to people is the importance of, as you rotate, is that we keep shallow breathing, right? And what I mean by that is at the start, you can take a big deep breath.
Okay.
And then when you're relaxed, you don't take any more big deep breaths because we're getting an accurate model, so you don't want to be taking big deep breaths.
Yep.
Just short little all the way around without any massive inhaling. As you rotate, you're keeping the head straight as you turn. So we're not talking, we're not turning our head back to look at the screen, you just follow the rotation as it goes around, okay? And when you come to the end of it then, you'll hear this big magical noise like Ryanair does in the lens and over the scan, and that signifies the end of the scan, and you just step forward off the scan. At the end of this, it'll ask you to give permissions to the coach so that we can review the results with you afterwards. When you're ready, you're going to hold on to these two handles, okay? So just a very quick little demo here. And so when you step up on this, you're going to grab the handles like this, straight arms.
Hold them up.
Okay, so you're not holding it like this, you're holding it short. You're going to hold it like this, and then it'll tell you when you're ready. You're going to push the two buttons, hold them in, and then it's going to scan and you rotate. So you keep the buttons held until the end of the scan, and then you just let off when it's finished.
Okay.
So deep breath in, then shallow breathing, keep your head looking straight ahead, hold on to the buttons, and it'll spin you all around, full 360 degrees, then you step off at the end. So I'm just going to get this out of the way. Alrighty?
Okay.
So I'm going to step out. When you're ready, you just undress, hit skip, and it'll ask you to step on for your weight, so you just step on. You'll hear it counting down then, and then it'll give you the four-step little thing to complete the scan. Mm-hmm. Once you're ready, nice deep breath, shallow breathing, keep the head straight, hit the two buttons, and
around. There we go. All
right.
Okay.
I'll be the other side of the curtain. Shout if you need anything.
Okay.
Perfect. All right.
Too bad. I was glad you weren't filming me in my boxer shorts. Anyway, that's good.
All right, we're back to normality. So, just give me an idea on what a typical day of food looks like for yourself. You get up in the morning, what would you have for breakfast, snacks, throughout the day, dinner, what's that?
So in the morning, I have my breakfast in work, whatever cereals at home, sometimes muesli, sometimes cornflakes, sometimes Cocoa Pops, just whatever's handy. Okay. Lunchtime can vary. More often than not, it's a small wrap. You might get your kind of have a smoothie with that, pack of crisps. I might just have a chocolate bar with a cup of coffee. Then when I get home, I'll have dinner. Dinner can vary, and some evenings, yeah, you could have a bit of chocolate or pack of crisps or whatever with a cup of tea, watching telly, kind of a thing, you know.
Okay, how can we utilize half an hour of the weekend or an hour to set ourselves up really well for the week ahead, right? So, some of the typical things we would see here, Ellen, where people might fall down on. Would be, first of all, like yourself, busy, and they're going for what's handy, as you said, whatever's a quick bowl of cereal, this kind of stuff. And then what happens in the evening, because you eat so little, come evening time, then you could be hungry and worked if you don't get a lunch in, if you happen to be extra busy that day. So then people go for a big dinner, and they go for where, let me explain it to this way, but logically, carbohydrates, when they're broken down, are broken down into sugar. Okay? Sugar is the most readily available source of energy that the body needs for fuel, to work out, or to think, even for the brain. So, as a species, we should be taking in sugar, energy, when we need it the most, i.e. start of the day to get us through our day, halfway through the day to get us through the rest of the day. So why, in God's name, would we be taking in so much energy in the evening when we're winding down?
I'm doing most of my eating when I'm doing the least amount of movement.
Exactly. And that's where most people have just that habit created, because that's, you know, our parents just ate all the spuds and go home from work, kind of thing. But now we've got all this excess energy that we're storing and we're not going to burn off, you know. So this is where one of the most common things, if we can restructure that so that our maybe more of our carbs come in at the start of the day and at lunchtime, and then in the evening is more proteins or meats, or if you're a vegetarian, like chickpeas and lentils and all that kind of stuff, and focus on our complex carbohydrates, our veg. So veg and protein more than the pastas, rices, potatoes that a lot of people eat. Even if we made that little change in terms of fat loss, would be massive to speed up the results. The second thing then, just from chatting to Darren, is that we get in enough protein in the day, right? Because with all the training in the world, if we don't preserve the lean muscle we work on, so ultimately one of the biggest goals of this program is to try and get our metabolism up. So we want to work on that lean muscle. Mm-hmm. So like I was saying in the last day, the benefits of exercise, the more lean muscle we have, the more calories we burn sitting down at rest. So if your job is sedentary, you're sitting down and stuff in a canoe and the car and things like that, we want to have more lean muscle. I'm not talking about getting big and bulky, but the more lean muscle we have that way, the more calories we're going to burn at rest, which is the most important thing. And that's what this scanner is going to tell us as well, in just a second, where our metabolism is at the moment. So, but if we don't preserve that lean muscle, we're going to lose it. And if we start losing that, yeah, you lose weight, but you're losing muscle, not fat. And it's fat that we want to shift, not muscles.
This is your scan. Okay, so what you're looking at here on the screen is a 3D model of what you look like, basically. I can hope you can recognize yourself. What this allows us to do is for people to kind of get, okay, this is the starting point, and there's nothing wrong with it. This is where you're at. This is what you need to improve on.
Yeah.
And this is what people are here for. And what we can do then is, as you do the next scan, it'll show us the changes. We can rotate images side by side, and you can show the obvious differences. And it's that. At the start, people are going, oh, Jesus, look at the model. But as you go through it, then it's that change that you're going, oh my God. Because you don't believe it yourself until other people will say it to you first, but you still don't believe them. But when you see it yourself and it's very obvious, you're going, Jesus, it is working and you are seeing progress. Just to kind of quickly run through some of the results of this and what they stand for, right? So there's three things under wellness metrics, they're called. So one is our body shape, one is our body composition, and then one is our fitness level, right? So in the body shape side of things, it basically gives us a body shape rating based on our height, our weight, our shape against, I suppose, what are considered the general norms for your age and that kind of thing, right? Okay. So it says here our body shape rating is 38. Now, if we look at, again, for across the globe and the standards that are out there that you compare any scale against, right, it's saying here that an average body shape reading for a guy like yourself would be about 50. Okay, so we're just under what's called it needs a bit of improvement, all right? So it's basically saying that for your height, your build, that there's probably a bit too much being carried here on the front section, so our body shape rating just needs a bit of improvement. An ideal then would be, as in best shape of your life, would be up at nearly 80, so to go from 40 to 80. Okay. The waist circumference then, you're actually on the good side of average. So the thing with measurements for guys, obviously their waist is lower, the waist for women is a bit higher. So it's saying that your waist measurement actually isn't that bad in terms of the whole average across the world and in terms of where it sits, right? So again, to go into ideal, it's talking about going down to, like it says, your waist circumference by the way is 93.5 centimeters, and it's saying even to get more towards the ideal would be kind of 83. That's 10 centimeters, that's nearly 4 inches, which would be high enough, like, you know. So body composition gives us more of the usual stuff here, and body fat, your weight, your lean mass and muscle mass and fat mass and things. So here it's saying your body fat is just shy of 30%, so 29.55. again, the average we're looking at 22, so that should be the initial goal, and then just get down to the average reading, right, and then progress there into ideal. So ideal, it's saying here, just below the average, is about 20% for your age, shape and build and that kind of stuff. So to get into the average zone here at 22, so if you round that up, we're just about 30%, so that's 8%. Just from experience over the years, it's about 2 kgs per percent I've seen, that if someone loses that in fat, it kind of equates the same amount of body fat. So that is about 8%, is about 16 kilos, is about 2.5 stone, give or take, about that. So that again, and that's in fat then as well, right? Now your weight, 75.7 kilos, like there's no ideal comparison because that's subjective. If you were the same height as you are now, but you're carrying a heap of muscle and you're super lean, that's fine. Yeah. You know, whereas if you're 75 kilos and a lot of it is fat, that wouldn't be so healthy. So look, that's the whole side of this, Alan. So what I'm going to do, right, for the next little bit is, so we're going to get you started up on a food diary, but now it's time to get moving. All right, so I'm going to bring you through the program. So basically, just why we're here, and the structure of this program is going to be, I'm going to be bringing you through your exercises. So the structure of this is, you're going to have 2 workouts in the week, so workout A and workout B, right? Yeah. So today I'm going to bring you just through the exercises of what you'll be doing and kind of see what you're able for and assign weights and stuff as we go.
Okay.
And then when you come in the next day, then you'll kind of have an idea of what you'll be doing. So it's just kind of bridge the gaps, or not just going straight into it, and we'll kind of get a feel for what you're able for. So what we're going to do is, we're going to pop down into the gym and go through those exercises today. So I won't kill you too much. We'll save that for the next day.
Perfect.
Perfect. Okay.
Okay. So the way we work our programs here, Ellen, is we do... we create our programs here on a tablet. Okay, so everyone's program is tailor-made to suit people as they come in. So your program will be your own. You're not having to keep up with anybody. They're not trying to keep up with you or anything like that. You progress at your own pace. Obviously, we're here to make sure you get the most out of you. We challenge you and those kind of things. So as we go through the program, no matter what trainer you had, when they come in, they know what you're able for. I'll make little notes if I think you're not able for something, or I just watch the caps and things like that. So it's just a great system in terms of if one of the trainers happens to be sick, someone else picks it up, there's continuity in what you're doing, so you can keep going on. Okay. What we're going to do is, the way we structure it is going to be, we use a couple of different variations. So we do what's called pull exercises, push exercises, and hinge. So what I mean by that is a pull is an exercise that you're basically pulling using these muscles. Yeah. A pushing exercise is like a press-up where you're pushing yourself off the ground, and then a hinge is like a squat or things like that where you're using hip movements. Okay. So your first two exercises here and are going to be a half-knee shoulder press, and I'm going to give you a reverse. I've got here a goblet squat variation of a hinge. So let me pop this in here and just see. Okay. Right. Are you ready to get going?
More than ever, I guess.
Your first two exercises are going to be a half knee shoulder press and a kettlebell deadlift. Okay. So as we go through this, I'm just going to assign you weights based on what I think you're going to be able for. So all we're going to do today, like I said, is going to have a go through the exercises and see how you find them. So it's not going to be killing you, it's more to see how you are with the techniques and stuff like that. Okay. So what we're going to do, we'll set you up over here and just to kind of give you an idea. So the first exercise we did there is the half-knee shoulder press with the kettlebell deadlift. Okay. So you'll be doing those on a full session back-to-back without any break for 4 rounds. Okay, so over and back without any break. And this is purely from a program, the way we've programmed it over the years, we know this is the best way it works. So to kind of push the body for a bit of intensity, then take a little breather, push the body again. So then the next two exercises we did there then were your goblet squat and the row on the machine, on the bar here inside the rig.
Yeah.
So again, you're going to do those over and back without any break.
Yeah.
So in between each of these two little blocks, okay, you get like kind of 1.5 to 2 minutes of rest, just to build yourself up for the next little bit of intensity. And then the last one there, Alan, will be that lunge. And you'll also be getting a core exercise. So the core exercise then we give you inside in the session is just a variety of things. So it could be a sit-up on your first round. It could be, you know, a reverse crunch on your second round. Different varieties of a core exercise. Okay. So... how's that making sense, Alan?
Yeah. Sounds okay.
So far, so good.
Probably better listening to it than doing it.
Yeah. So, okay, what I'd say is that's going to be the initial program, okay?
Okay.
When you come in to me next week, I'm going to go through workout B. So we're going to talk about what other day you're coming in, and you're going to be doing a full round of that first program there.
Yeah.
And then we're going to look at the second program you'll be doing then. Next Monday as well.
Okay.
So we kind of ease you into the one program now, the next program the next day, and then we'll be using those alternating days over the course of the program.
Okay.
How's body feeling, all right? And you know?
Yeah, no, not too bad. I'm looking forward to this. I mean, yeah. I'm sure it's going to be tough and I'll feel worse than I do today,
yeah.
But it's all for a good end goal.
Yeah, it is. So we'll, like I said, we've gone through the assessments, it's the big one, we've gone through the first workout. So we might be a small bit sore from the legwork tomorrow. We haven't done a whole lot today. But your first full session will be the next day you're in. That'll be the tenor of where you're at with it, all right? So, yeah, Sunkel, I'll make the update here, and that'll be you up and running, and just go for better than me. All right?
I'm hoping all you listeners at home are going to be working yourselves as hard as I am.
So that's how the start of my fitness challenge sounded. But we would love you to join me on the fitness challenge journey. And you can do so by checking out the videos from my sessions, which can be viewed on the Clare FM website. And even despite the hard work that's going to be involved in looking forward to the rest of the sessions over the coming weeks.